We are talking about Tuolumne County's library and recreation programs on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in the studio this weekend by Tuolumne County's library and recreation manager, Eric Aiken. Eric, during the first segment, we talked a lot about libraries, so I'd love to transition over to recreation programs at this time. The temperatures are definitely heating up and June is approaching. So as we sit here and talk this morning, you know, what is kind of the status about the recreation programs in Tuolumne County?
You know, that's a good question. There's a lot in flux right now. You know, with COVID, it was difficult because for a while there, we weren't even sure that we were going to have a recreation program. But as the guidelines have changed and things have started to loosen up, we have, you know, been working on trying to bring programming back. You know, we're struggling a little bit just getting such a late start on some of these things. You know, one of the big challenges that we're really facing right now is staffing. We're having a hard time getting enough staff to open our programs. And I attribute a lot of that to, I mean, essentially our relief summer staff, we're coming up on about 2 years since they last worked. So a lot of them have moved on to other things, moved out of the community, graduated college and gone on to bigger and better things. So we're kind of almost starting over in regards to hiring of staff. And, you know, we've been having a really difficult time with that, which has contributed to part of the problem of getting some of the programs up and running on top of some of the COVID restrictions that we're also working on. We are working and doing our best to get open in regards to being close to more of a normal summer season that we would normally have. You know, it is getting hot. The phones are ringing off the hook and people want to know what's going on. And we're trying to provide those as best we can. We do have Standard Park open. So we've got activities going on at Standard Park. Somerville High's JV team is just finishing up their season out there now. We've got, you know, a tournament this weekend. So it's booking up quickly. We have not started our adult softball league yet, which I know we're getting a ton of questions on. And again, it's coming down to a staffing issue. That program in the evening requires a lot more staff than some of our, you know, smaller day type, shorter activities. So I guess I'd use this as an opportunity to reach out to the community. You know, we have lots of positions in the rec department open, whether you want to be an umpire, work at Standard Park, work at the aquatics program at one of the pools as a lifeguard. If you want to work with summer rec and the kids, we've essentially got almost every position open right now. So if anyone's out there and knows anyone that wants to apply, we'd love to have you and see if we can make that happen.
You mentioned those summer relief positions, you know, whether it be an umpire or if you're helping with a youth program, do you pretty much assign those positions to certain programs or do they kind of get hired and move around to different places?
So the positions are pretty much set to the program. So for example, the umpire, we have an assistant facility coordinator. Those are specifically for Standard Park. You know, we have specific programs for the aquatics program. And then we have some general rec type positions, which kind of help with a multitude of things within the department. But for the most part, they're assigned to a specific, you'd be applying to a specific program that you want to work. We do work with a lot of volunteers, you know, so if there's people out there that want to volunteer too, we'd love to have that help. But you know, we're just excited to be seeing kind of that light at the end of the tunnel of getting back to some normalcy and offering some programs and getting kids out and doing things. You know, this last year has been so difficult for the libraries and recreation, not for our departments, but for the community that have been missing out on these important services that we provide to the community. So it's nice to see those kids, just how big the smile is, just to be able to go out and throw a ball again and play catch and do some of those things. It's really exciting to see.
You mentioned lifeguards too. So you're looking at the pools potentially reopening at some point?
We are. So we're currently working right now on getting the pool schedule up so that we can get that out to the public. Unfortunately, right now we are so short-staffed in the aquatics program, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to open up right at the beginning. I anticipate what we're going to do is kind of a phased-in approach. We'll open up small the programs that we can staff with what we have right now. And we are currently offering lifeguarding classes. We've already offered one, starting another one, and we'll be offering more as the summer goes on for those that are interested, and we'll continue to hire those people. So as we bring more staff in, we'll slowly expand the programs, hopefully to a point, you know, in the very near future that we're, again, back to that kind of normal summer program. I do know that Columbia Pool will not be open this year. There's some maintenance issues that need to be taken care of, and they're pretty significant. So at this point, we know for sure that Columbia Pool will not be open. But our plan and hope is to have the Sonora, Tuolumne, and Twain Hart pools open as close to a normal summer program with swim lessons and rec swim and lap swim and aquatic fitness and all those other programs that we offer at the pools.
Great to hear. Yeah, how about like the youth camps, like for basketball and volleyball and those types of things?
We are working on those. We do actually have a couple of those scheduled right now. We do have our baseball and our soccer camps, which are looking to start on the week of June 14th. We do have some contractors that are still kind of uncomfortable and not ready to come back yet. So we're trying to work with them to make sure that, you know, that their needs are met and it's safe and all those sorts of things. Some of our indoor programs, some of the COVID restrictions are still not allowing us to do some of the indoor type of programs we're looking to do. But we're hoping as the guidelines change and, you know, we get to that point, you know, we're preparing. So when that happens, we're ready to go. So we have been in touch with a lot of, even the ones that we can't do right now, we have been in touch with the contractors to make sure that, okay, hey, when we get the green light, we're ready to go. So that we can get that program out. But we are looking to offer as many of the summer camps and contracts that we normally do during the summer. There have been one or two contractors that have just expressed they're just not comfortable coming back yet, and so we may not have those. But I think for the most part, we should have pretty close to a normal array of those camps.
So contractors, those are outside companies that come in and put on these camps?
Yeah, so we contract with we do, like a lot of our sports camps, we do with like a lot of the high school coaches, you know, like the varsity baseball coach does our baseball camp, and, you know, who's more qualified to come and do a camp on that than those that are coaching it year round. So we do a lot of that with our local residents. You know, we're always looking to do new camps and contracts, and anyone out there that has an idea of what they want to do, we're more than happy to discuss it. And it's not just sports when we think of recreation. We've done music and we've done theater and we've done all kinds of programs in the past. Usually what we look at is, you know, we sit down and kind of talk to the person and find out their qualifications and make sure that they're qualified to be doing what it is they want to do. But we're looking to offer any sort of service that the community is looking for. If there's something out there that our kids and adults want, then we want to try and find a way to provide that for them.
I don't remember exactly what it's called, but how about the day camps that would sometimes occur during the summertime that kids would come to?
Yeah, so we have our summer recreation camp. We are currently working on that. You know, that's we're having a difficult time finding a facility for that. We do every year finding a facility. And again, with COVID, a lot of people didn't want us bringing 100 kids and roaming all over their facility, which I understand. So we're reaching out to some of the local schools and other areas to see if we can find a facility. And again, we're working on hiring staff for that. But our hope is to have that program open. It probably won't open on our normal like June 14th-ish date. It may be a little closer to the end of the month, but we are shooting to have that open.
So for people who are interested in these things and so they don't call you every single day, you know, what's the best way to kind of follow along to see what's going to be opening?
I would suggest going to our website, www.tcrecreation.com. And on the left side, click on the online registration tab, and that will take you to our catalog of all the things that we have actively registering or that are going to be registering in the near future. So we're constantly adding things to that. One of the things I didn't mention earlier was our Tiny Tots program. We are looking to bring that back. We're looking at a start date for that for our summer camps of June 21st. And those usually run for about 2 weeks. And we're at this point, we're not going to be able to do the five we normally do just because of we've already missed some of them. They would have already happened. So we're hoping to have three of those and then go right into our normal school session starting in August. But again, looking for information or registering for any programs, our website is the best place to go to.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Eric Aiken, who is the Library and Recreation Manager for Tuolumne County, getting up to speed on recreation programs and library services coming back following COVID-19. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.